Conference covers both Agenda Item 4B and 5. I'd like to thank Deputy High Commissioner and Directors for their valuable inputs. Let me reiterate the importance of budget and administrative issues, as my delegation devoted most of its national statement to these topics. Therefore, I will not repeat the same points. Amid a multitude of humanitarian crises and significant funding shortfalls, many humanitarian agencies are trying their best for internal reform and cost saving. And I believe that UNHCR will make serious efforts under the current transformation and realignment measures, and that it could bring about the desired outcomes in the near future. During the course, the role of internal and external audit and oversight mechanisms are critical in facilitating these actions. Taking this opportunity, my delegation commends the combined efforts by the audits and oversight as well as evaluation ethics offices. I conclude my remarks by expressing my gratitude to High Commissioner and Deputy High Commissioner for their sincere and coherent messages for internal reform, efficiency and effectiveness, diversity, equity and inclusiveness, as well as integrity. My delegation supports these efforts. I also wish that these important values and tasks well implemented into real change and progress by the entire UNHCR members at the headquarters and in the fields. It is because my country firmly believes that this change and progress will lead to a better protection and delivery to refugees and other displaced persons. I thank you.
I thank the distinguished